share, tweet, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Disclaimer: this piece reflects the writer's opinion and compiled opinions of others on the subject matter. It does not reflect the opinions or beliefs of World Abuzz. On the 4th of February, Defense Minister Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri Yaqub announced the Standard Operating Procedures (SOP) for Chinese New Year (CNY) and also released new SOPs for business activities where barbers' shops, pasar malam and car wash services are allowed to operate during the Movement Control Order (MCO). These two announcements have since caused quite a stir among netizens as there are some apparent loopholes in the SOPs that have made the racket question the need for these SOPs in the first place. CNY visitation allowed but cannot go out? The first issue that netizens are talking about is the SOP that visitation is only allowed for family members from the same household and that reunion dinners can only be held among immediate family members. Seeing that reunion dinners are supposed to be a reunion of extended family members that takes place on the eve of CNY and is deemed as one of the most important occasions during the CNY season, many netizens are finding this announcement redundant. This CNY SOP is really funny. I mean, for those of you who are living under one roof with parents. You see each other every day, probably have dinner every day too. Do we really need SOP for this? Just say no reunion dinner allowed. Why would you say reunion dinner is only allowed among family members who live in the same house? Like, do you guys know what reunion dinner is or not? Didn't a Chinese person help review it before they released it? No extended family gatherings but pasar malams are open. Meanwhile, netizens have found a huge loophole in the CNY SOP. Seeing that pasar malams are allowed to operate but visitation is only allowed within the same household, netizens are saying that family members and relatives can just meet at pasar malams. We cannot visit our parents etc. even if they stay within a 10 km radius, but we probably can meet up at the nearest pasar malam and it wouldn't be breaching the SOP. I'm confused with the CNY SOP. It states we only can have reunion dinner with same house family members, but then pasar malam can open. Meaning they are telling us cannot meet family at own house, but can meet strangers at pasar malam. Lack of knowledge about CNY traditions. Netizens have also criticized the government for their lack of knowledge about CNY traditions and their insensitivity towards the Chinese culture. For instance, the government said that the CNY SOPs would only be effective 12 to the 13th of February, which are the first 2 days of the CNY celebrations. This shows that they have failed to realize that reunion dinners take place on the eve of CNY, the 11th of February. No reunion dinner allowed on 12 to 13 CNY. Just proceed with your reunion dinner cause it falls on 11th hahaha ehhh, reunion dinners are on Chinese New Year Eve. And this is SOP for the 12th to the 13th of February. So can gather on 11th, con? Maybe they don't know how CNY works. A rep from MKN has since released a statement to media sites saying that they have rectified the dates for the CNY SOPs. Referring to the MCO development press conference by Senior Minister of Defense Dato, Sri Ismail Sabri Yaqub on the 4th of February 2021, there is a correction on the effective date of the Chinese New Year celebration SOP from 12 and the 13th of February 2021 to 11 and the 12th of February 2021 to provide space for family reunion dinners. Secondly, the MKN website states that activities like lantern parades and Chinese opera performances are not allowed. But netizens are confused as those aren't even common activities practiced during CNY. The CNY SOP for the MCO made me believe the decision makers have zero knowledge about Chinese culture. Reunion dinner at 12th? Tanglong and Chinese opera during CNY? For your record, Tanglong is for Mooncake Festival and Chinese opera is for Ghost Festival. In the SOP list, it's also stated that no Chinese opera performances are allowed throughout CNY, but we never have Chinese opera performances during CNY. MCA speaks up. With netizens questioning where the Malaysian Chinese Association (MCA) has been throughout this whole ordeal, MCA Vice President T. Lien Kerr has come forward with a statement in a Facebook post. Someone has made a mistake here. This SOP must be quickly withdrawn and rectified, he said. It is believed that MKN has removed the CNY SOPs from their website and social media sites as they cannot be found at the time of writing. We hope they are in the midst of amending the SOPs that are less confusing and with fewer loopholes. Also read, make an announcement once, Hannah Yeo calls out Gov for U-turn statements. Source, iStock Source, Travel at Malaysia Source, My News Hub. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.